This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I had to hear about weddings. The situation got married, and he got married actually on Victoria's back lawn. So we'll get that story later on. Victoria Keelan here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, the site of all of the fire activity. Let's keep our fingers crossed that'll dissipate this week through the course of the week. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, you have the honor to bring us into this hour, please.
Yes, I do have the honor of bringing you into this hour. It's going to be a big fight for control of the House of Representatives because this is the week, guys, where they start fighting for House leadership positions. That means that Nancy Pelosi will find out if she has any challengers to take over as leader of the Democratic Party. It will
hopefully
also be
somebody
the time
with a pulse.
I know. That is one of the very big, or I guess one of the first prerequisites, right, is that you have to have some blood flowing through those veins.
Yeah.
The other big issue is when Republicans regroup in the House, who will be at the helm of their minority party leadership? Right now, Kevin McCarthy wants to be the leader of the minority party in the House of Representatives come January. He will run. But what we don't know is whether or not he will have a huge task in overcoming the challenge of Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He has made it clear that he wants to take on Kevin McCarthy, and he's also made it clear he doesn't like the direction that House Republicans are going in. So that'll be one of the...
Well, what direction does he think they need to go in? Tell us, a lot of people don't know much about McCarthy, where he comes from, what his stripes are. So can you give us a little background, just a tad?
Well, this would be if he wins this week, and again, these elections are on Wednesday. If he wins, Kevin McCarthy would be in charge of the Republican conference for the first time. He has been the majority leader under Paul Ryan, who, of course, was a Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And the thing about Kevin McCarthy is he sort of floats in between Paul Ryan and President Trump in an interesting way. He and President Trump have a really good relationship, and that's what you need, not because it's President Trump, but whenever it's your party in the White House and your party in the House, you want to have a good working relationship. It seems that Kevin McCarthy really does, and Paul Ryan maybe didn't. Paul Ryan would sometimes be an asset to the president, sometimes not. I think Kevin McCarthy would probably be more supportive than Paul Ryan was, but Jim Jordan, who I really like, is a fighter, and he calls people out, and he's a little more, he's got a few more rough edges than Kevin McCarthy, and he runs that Freedom Caucus, which has been a huge part in ensuring Republican votes. It's a huge amount of votes in the Republican caucus. I think Kevin McCarthy will ultimately lead because he is more moderate, but Jim Jordan might send a message to Kevin McCarthy that Republicans, especially as the minority party, need to fight. They need to fight a little bit more. They need to be tough and not back away from some of these legislative challenges. Now, what's interesting here is, well, unfortunately, it's politics. Liz Cheney, who is the daughter of Dick Cheney, is expected to be the House Republican conference chair. That's kind of interesting. Also,
Steve
Scalise.
Right?
That's right.
But that's an interesting reality given what so many people think about the Republicans' attitude toward gay rights or LGBTQ issues, that sort of thing. What is her, is she out, I don't mean out in that respect, is she just out there and very strident in her beliefs? Is she traditional?
She's a Wyoming Republican, and she's expected to take a greater role in the House leadership. I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing for diversity for Republicans.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm asking
Scalise,
the question. Yeah.
Who, of course, has become very popular, especially after he was shot and survived last year in that congressional baseball shooting. He's expected to be the minority whip. Right now, he's the majority whip. And for House Democrats, Nancy Pelosi seems to be overwhelmingly the favorite for Speaker. speaker. We don't know if there's going to be a big challenge to her. Steny Hoyer, who is now the minority whip, is expected to continue as majority leader. And then they're looking for a whip. Democrats are thinking Jim Clyburn of South Carolina would probably fit that role, although there's a representative from Colorado, Diana DeGette, who is also challenging him, running that the Democrats need to repay the trust of female voters by electing more women to leadership. So there you go.
Okay. So observations, we can go around. Victoria, you probably have a few observations here. What I get by looking at this list of cretins that have been around for a long time is there are no new ideas here. There's no real leadership. Ryan, like him or not, had some good new ideas. I quite respected him in many ways. A lot of people didn't like him for various reasons. You can always find something to like or not to like in anybody.
I think overall he did a great job.
Yeah, I think he was good at bringing some new ideas. He got the fighting that went on among the people who are more of the Neanderthal wing of the Republican Party. It doesn't jive. And now it would be nice to have somebody.
What was it reported about, Ryan, is that he had 500 pieces of legislation passed through the House that stalled out and never even made it anywhere in the Senate. Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that stinks, is that the House moves much more quickly than the Senate. So when you have a good leader, like Paul Ryan arguably is a good leader, you pass all this stuff and then it just sits. It sits on the doorstep of the Senate, and that's got to be really frustrating.
Yep. Well,
and that'll happen again with the Democratic control. Think about it now. With Republican control in the Senate and a Democrat running the House, it's just everything will stall out.
See, that's why I like you have that perspective on it that most other people don't have. I didn't know that there were 500 pieces of legislation sitting in a hopper in the Senate. That's disgusting. It really, because ideas are hard to come by that you can get people to sort of sign off on. And if that's awful.
Well, that's because the Senate, and this is good for conservatives, a conservative win, and I think this is probably why it doesn't get talked about. The reason the Senate didn't pick up all that legislation is because they were busy confirming judges. That's been the quietest accomplishment of this Trump administration, is appointing conservative judges to district courts, and that's what the Senate's been really, in large part, doing. Now, could they have picked up some of the legislation? Sure. But that's what their focus has been for the last year.
There's just this business about pondering, thinking about those numbers that Jennifer just gave us. What does it create in your mind? What image does it create in your mind? The process of getting things done there. It's hard for me to decide who to vote for because they're also just head in wrong position. Unga bunga. All right, Victoria, you got any thoughts on any of this, or are we going to move on?
No, move on. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
I'm sick
very
of politics.
Yeah. All right. So I want to pass on something that we just posted. I just posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. There are places in this country, because of my affinity for farming and agriculture. As you know, I'm a dairy farmer. I know not anymore. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, but I have a very active, very, very present farm, if you will. And because of that fact, a lot of farming communities like to carry this program. So I have the story. I don't know the last names here. I actually would like to know the last names, but they don't want people to know what their last names are. So take it from me, this is legit. This lady has sent me a copy, actually, of a post that I did just put on the DJV show Facebook page. Probably should put on our website as well. It's a campaign, a GoFundMe campaign, to raise $2,500 for a family with three children. The fellow, his name is Doug, was working on a dairy farm in upstate New York. He lost his job, and so the place that they live is with the job, so they're out of housing. He was living on farm housing. So now they have to move. He doesn't have any income. They don't have enough money to pay for the first month's rent, security deposit, that sort of thing. I would not normally do this, but because there are three children, 11 years old down to 9 months old, and I understand what goes on, these people that work on these farms, just enough to get by because the status of the farm, especially the dairy industry in this country, is so messed up These people don't even have a car to drive. They were driving pickup trucks and stuff from the farm. So they need to get the car fixed so he can get to a new job. So they are trying to find $2,500, which is very reasonable. The children, making sure they have what they need, warm place to live. They're asking for a little help on this GoFundMe page. Make sure the children have a transition. So they're looking for a little bit of help. And as I say, I don't do this, but I know this is legitimate because we had it vetted. So if you want to go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see the posting that I just did of this this GoFundMe page. So it's something for you to consider. This is the time of year when more consideration is given to that sort of thing than anything else. They're in Elbridge, New York. All right, so I'd call your attention to that at 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small, fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears the guy code, not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the politically correct department, there's a pizza store in Worcester, Massachusetts called the Costa's Pizza. And the owner thought he was clarifying the men's room and the ladies' room. He's apologized for posting a picture of Bruce Jenner on the men's room and Caitlyn Jenner on the women's room.
Oh, boy.
I find it, I don't know, I just find it
Are you
crazy.
A Caitlyn or a Bruce? That's so silly.
It is silly. But a lot of people seem to be honked off about it. So anyway, I think the point is made. However, 21 after the hour on the DJV show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Into the Christmas season, and as I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, it was my first experience listening to a radio station that's converted to Christmas music for the season, even though this week pretty much they'll all fall in line. Any station is going to make gains because of Christmas music, and that's really what happens. The ratings on the station that plays Christmas music for the time they play it usually becomes number one in whatever the market is. It just, that's the way it is. And there are a few people who say, well, let's play Christmas music all year long. I don't know how well that would work. So we're going to go through over the course of the next 5 weeks or so, five and a half weeks. This is going to be...
Is that it?
You realize?
Really? Is it only five and a half weeks?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Gosh, five and a half. I got so much work to do.
All right, so at number 100 on the top 100 list, there always is a holiday list of the top 100 songs as it came through the process last year. Number 100 was the Carol of the Bells, David Foster. You want to listen to a little of this? Think it's up there, too. Very recognizable. Different way of doing it, though. I've always liked the piano. Don't you all like the piano? Sound
sure.
Of piano. Piano music. Yeah. So that's number 100, Carol of the Bells, the David Foster version. Number 99 on the list of the top 100 songs for Christmas.
Not bow down,
the Moldy Oldie from Old Blue Eyes.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
It's Frank Sinatra and Cyndi Lauper, which I didn't realize
yeah,
they did a song
wow.
together.
This is a great one. It's been around forever,
really,
but it's
yeah.
a really nice job.
That was when she was a kid. When she
I
first
listen all the time.
Popular. Yeah. He quite liked her. He had quite an interest in her career. And the orchestration, whenever there's music like this, what I dig about it, as much as listening to the lyric line, is how the orchestrations are presented. I don't know, well, this is, that's probably Nelson Riddle. It's probably somebody a little more modern, but they can create these great orchestrations that are so much fun. Listen to this. Crank this up, Karen. Isn't that fun? Yeah. It's just fun.
All right. This must be from his duets stuff that he did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like he did a lot 90s. Of that toward the end of his career. Yeah, right. Yep. All right, number 98, song done by Dean Martin.
Silver bells,
silver bells, I'm drunk, silver bells.
It's Christmas time.
Everything gets slurred.
Love it. Doesn't matter.
In the day. No,
the
it's
martini,
very,
it's fine.
A lot of fun, yeah.
He does sound drunk now that you, I've never thought does. About that, but yeah, he does.
Soon
drunk uncle.
Yeah. It's fun, these songs. Way there. I don't cotton to the. There are a few stations that play the sort of more. There's the secular, there's sacred, and the sacred Christmas music, if that's what you want to call it, stuff that's more aimed at the religious signs that are evident. I don't think they're as much fun, nor are they really for pop radio stations. This is more of the stuff that people have a generic interest in. So, as we start the list, Carol of the Bells, David Foster's number 100, Santa Claus Coming to Town, and Frank Sinatra, Cindy Lauper, 99, and Dean Martin with Silver Bells at number 98 as we count down through the Christmas season. At least once a day we'll do that here on the DJB program, where it's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of several wildfires burning in California, the one north of Sacramento that destroyed the town of Paradise, is now the deadliest blaze in state history.
An additional 6 human remains were recovered, which brings our current total to 29.
The county sheriff there. Meanwhile, President Trump is blaming poor forest management for the wildfires in California, saying, quote, remedy now or no more federal payments. Democrat Adam Schiff says the president's now playing politics with the wildfires.
This is a president who, more than any other, is punitive. And I think we saw that in the tax cut by taking away state and local tax deductions. That was aimed at the blue states. Basically, he is only the president, I think, in his view, of those who voted for him. The rest he could care less.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Magic Radio on the air at 34 past. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen bringing you a good day with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and our focus on what's going on. That is why we turn our attention to Victoria Keelan, who knows what's going on.
Well, there's a kind of a funny story that's trending now. It's global. Have you heard this story? It's a 69-year-old Dutch man who wants the court to make him officially 20 years younger than he is. And this is legitimate legal bid. He says he likens changing your age to identifying as transgender, which that's a pretty controversial statement, but I get where
pretty
he's going.
Pretty interesting, though. Yeah,
it is an interesting argument. Yeah. So his name is Emil Radelband, and he has has launched a legal bid to change his age by 20 years in order to improve his chances with women on dating applications like Tinder. And he also says he could get a job prospect, too, if he was 20 years younger. So his quote is, you can change your name, you can change your gender, why not your age? Nowhere are you so discriminated against as with your age. He
Something
does kind of have
that.
A point. Yeah, he does have a point there.
See, this sure is where I agree that people are definitely discriminated against, and I can understand in the job market. The reason why I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes at this is because of the Tinder thing.
Yes.
Like, I'm really, like, if someone tried to fool me into thinking that they were 20 years younger, that's like catfishing. That's so creepy to me.
But it's not fooling if he identifies as something. That's just what he is, Karen.
Well, he said, he asked a court in his hometown of Arnhem in Holland for his date of birth to be officially changed from March 11th, 1949 to March 11th of 1969. He says that he suffers as a 69-year-old man, and he has been feeling 20 or 25 years younger than his official age. So he says he is a young god, that is his quote, and that a change to his legal age would help him live life with gusto. He said, if I put on Tinder that I'm 69, I will not get a response. If I'm 49, with that face of mine, then I get rammed. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, but that is his direct quote.
He's getting rammed.
Oh,
well, I heard that he actually went to a doctor to get backup that he has the body and the health of like a 49-year-old as well.
Well, he's trying to do as much as possible because there's no legal precedent. And so even the courts over there are like, we're not even sure how to handle this because... You know, where do you go? How do you say no, and how do you say yes?
I will be watching with interest on the sidelines. I think that there is much to be said for the discrimination aimed at men and women who age discrimination because of your age, and if you aren't, you know, and act that way, I think I identify with that guy pretty much up and down. I would agree.
Well, what age do you feel you are? He says he's 49.
I haven't felt any difference since I was in my 30s or 40s. I'd say 40 something or other. I would say
so
that I'm.
So what happens
in that.
If you go back to say age 42? Does that eliminate the last 30 years of broadcasting you've done?
No. Makes it better.
No, you still get to say you're 42, but you've been on air for like 50 years.
I started when I was 12. 12 or 2 or whatever it is. I just think that it speaks to an issue that is a very prominent issue. We have all kinds of discrimination in our society, whether or not it's religious discrimination, whether it's sexual discrimination, whether it's economic discrimination, whether it's geographic discrimination, whether it's age discrimination, there always seems to be a reason not to do something or not, you know, to get in line, shall we say. And I would tell you that in my love life, I'll give you a little disclosure, that the same sort of thing has happened. Not that I've changed my age, but I haven't always told people what my real age was because I don't show it. I'm proud of who I am and what I am. And I think it became an issue because I let it become an issue. And I let other people define me by what they thought the problems might be or were rather than what they are. I'm very pleased with the way I can keep up. For example, yesterday, over at the farmer's market in Hollywood, Miles and I were dancing to a saxophonist on the sidewalk, and we were doing dips on the sidewalk, down on our knees. We were rolling around on our butts. We didn't get a lot of pictures of that. I got a couple of pictures, but you know, that kind of stuff that most of people last year. I got so many people responded. I posted a picture last year of me rolling down a hill with Miles. I think we were at one of the parks, and there was a long hill, and I just, remember that picture? I think commented about it, Victoria. I just rolled down the hill. And, you know, that's
I was happy
something.
You didn't roll into traffic. I didn't know where you were going. It was a mighty roll.
Is your life insurance policy paid up?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, anyway, it is. I think that's an issue, and I think I think the guy's got a lot of balsam to. Well, I hope he pulls it off. It would be very interesting to see how all of that works. Other people in the news, Cindy Hyde-Smith. You know who she is? from Jackson, Mississippi, listens to this radio program down there. We're in three of the Jacksons, Jackson, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi, and Jackson, Wyoming.
Isn't there Jackson, Alabama, too?
Yeah, I think. I don't think we're there, but I know we're on in Jackson, Mississippi. So here's a video that shows this woman praising somebody by saying, quote, "If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be at the front row." So Ms. Smith, Senator Smith, faces a black Democratic challenger in a runoff election in a couple of weeks. She said that her remark was, quote, "exaggerated expression of regard for someone who invited her to speak, and any attempt to turn this into a negative connotation is ridiculous." Well,
I think you did that on your own, lady.
In this day and age, whether it's good or it's bad, whether people are too sensitive or they aren't, that's not a smart thing to say. It just isn't. If somebody invited me to a public hanging, I'd be in the front row. And this was one of her supporters, I guess. And the fact she'd run against a black guy in the runoff. There certainly are a lot of problems in Mississippi's history because of all the racially motivated lynchings of black people that have taken place there in the last 150, 200 years. Matter of fact, the NAACP website says that between 1882 and 1968, there were 4,743 lynchings in the United States, and 73% of them were black. And in Mississippi, 581 took place, which is the highest number of any state. But think about where we are today and how recently it's kind of like the whole business of men and women of color using latrines in the service. It wasn't until Eisenhower enacted in 1954 what was basically called the Military Latrine Act, which allowed black and white people to go to the same latrine. There was tremendous tension between blacks and whites in the service during World War II that nobody reports on. But if you understand, like, the Tupelo, not the Tupelo, the airmen. What was the name?
Tuskegee.
Thank you. Yeah. If you understand where that whole group came from, the motivation behind their service, et cetera, it disgusts me to think that recently there were this many problems with people of color. And that's what's contributed to the problem today. I think that we have, there are a lot of people who see a black guy walking down the street, they go to the other side of the street. And I think that goes in other circles as well, but it just is, I don't know, I find it troubling and annoying. And Miss Hyde Smith has given us a chance to talk about it again, because it just is, I don't know. It just is what it is, and it isn't good under any circumstance. So, Jennifer, the president visited France, and I'm still trying to figure out what side of the hill he's on with regard to Macron. Did they have a good meeting? Did they have a bad meeting? They went
both.
Well, the Trumpster was there to commemorate the end of World War I and Armistice Day and Veterans Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they've gone head-to-head on what? What came out
of this? Well, it seems that they like each other personally, but they take issue with each other publicly about certain things. And Trump was a little tweaked when he first arrived because Macron had put something out about a European army saying that we can't rely on the United States anymore for our protection. We need to do our own thing. And then Trump said, look, we've been protecting you for a long time. You yourself said you need to pay more when it comes to NATO and when you are looking for protection. So then he was going back with Macron, and then there was a speech. And in the speech, you know, as of the last several weeks, Trump's been using the term nationalism in the way, meaning that you take care of America first and then everybody else secondarily. Well, Macron really kind of won right between the eyes, easy for me to say, to Trump's claims of nationalism, saying that that is not patriotism, and he really took him to task for using that terminology. So they had a few.
Was it effective? His taking him to task? Was it effective?
I don't think Trump's going to change, right? I think that what Trump promised people and what he ran on is not going to change because Macron says it should in a speech. This is, it goes deeper than just Trump and nationalism and American politics. This is Emmanuel Macron afraid of people who are running with a populist point of view like President Trump, because they're running and winning in Europe. The person that he ran against, he almost lost to, was Marine Le Page. She has the same kind of view as Trump does as far as populism goes. The new president of Italy is a populist. In Europe, populism is starting to grow in popularity, and so I have a feeling they're using Trump as a kind of, you know, as the punching bag, but really the greater message is for the people of Europe that actually make decisions about their political future.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to see the dynamic, no question about that. 46 past the hour. In a moment, major restrictions coming on a popular tool, shall we say, after this.
This important national healthcare update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another 1 million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
New ad. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the FDA is proposing major restrictions on e-cigarettes, releasing major restrictions this week, banning flavored products in certain stores. The move comes in response to the increase in popularity of e-cigarettes among teenagers, a trend officials are calling an epidemic. And the FDA wants to limit the sale of flavored cartridge-based e-cigarettes. The vape shops that are selling them, that sort of thing, and they are going to propose a complete ban on menthol cigarettes as well. Remember how popular they were when I was a kid. Have questions about your health and well-being? The new DJVHealthNews.com website will help you out. Ask your question, get an answer. DJVHealthNews.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While colonoscopy remains the
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Funny bit time on the DJV program, thanks to the availability of one Thomas K. Kreitler. Tommy is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program that's heard every weekend all around the country. There are lots of questions that come from a lot of people. I have Bill, who's a listener in upstate New York. We're interested in purchasing a home built in the mid-1980s, Tom. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from that time to now?
Well, Bill, there's an awful lot of changes over the years. And, you know, no matter what age your house, there's always sort of a set of issues that could come up. But, I mean, from the 1980s, well, you know, I think, first of all, it was sort of the decorating dark era. So those sorts of things don't really take away from home value. They just mean you need a little bit more work to do. But I will say that if that's the age of your house, you're going to be thinking about whether or not the roof has been replaced and how frequently that was done. You know, are you on your second heating system at this point? So, you know, heating systems, a good one could last you 30-plus years. You would have hoped by now, the 1980 house, if it was early 80s, it would be on a new system. Was it updated? Is it more, you know, efficient now? The electrical system, still a bit small in the 80s, was that changed? So those are sorts of things that you want to look into. But I would tell you, Bill, that the number one thing you need to do if you're going to buy a house that was built really in the 1980s, 1990s, or 1910, get a professional home inspector to check that place out. out because you don't know enough to do that inspection.
No.
And I've did it for 20 years, and I don't know enough without seeing it to tell you what to find. You're going to find.
Yeah.
You know, Doug, we just put a post out yesterday about home inspection nightmares, the things that the home inspectors find in the field, and it's hilarious and sad at the same time. This crazy stuff. Yeah.
Is that in the newsletter, or is that just at MoneyPit.com?
That's at MoneyPit.com.
Yeah.
So you really need to get an inspection, Bill, and that's going to give you the peace of mind to know exactly what you get yourself into.
Yep. There are posts, speaking of the Money Pit and MoneyPit.com, Money Pit newsletter, on preparing your home for the winter, as much as we don't want to admit it. We're only 10 days away, I think, from Thanksgiving and 5.5, 6 weeks away from Christmas, and that means it's wintertime. Basic bottom line stuff. So preparing your home for the winter time, is it different this year, or is it always pretty much the same when you go into the season?
No, it's pretty much the same. And the funny thing is, you know when people start thinking about this? When they get their first heating bill. When they get their first heating bill. Mm-hmm. They don't even think about it when it's cold. But, you know, give it 30 days in, and wow, how come, what happened? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want to get yourself ready for winter, the first thing you need to do is check your insulation in the attic, because most of us don't have enough. 15 to 20 inches is what you need of insulation up there. Also, if you've not done it yet, get your heating system serviced, because just because it worked last year doesn't mean it's going to work this year and work efficiently, because they get dirty. You know, if you didn't tune your car up for a year or two, you may start to see that it doesn't perform very well. The same thing happens to the heating system. The burners get dirty, they get blocked, they get inefficient, it could be dangerous. The blowers don't work well, they get dirty. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. So get that system serviced. Really important. Now, in terms of, go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking about what you just said. Fellows live across the street from me, live in the oldest house in Framingham.
Okay.
And they just this past week finished a sort of renovation. They ripped off all the old and original clapboards. There was no insulation in the house whatsoever.
Right.
So they took all of the clapboards off. They blew in insulation, then they put Tyvek on top of it, and then put up new clapboards. And they figure their heating bill is crazy, that this is going to cut it in half. And I think they're probably right, aren't they?
Maybe. You know, it depends on how bad it was. It sounds like that was pretty bad. But it's not just the walls. Most of your heat loss is going to go through the ceiling.
The ceiling,
So if you have to choose one place, you choose the ceiling. And fortunately for most of us, that's the easiest place to insulate.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a lot of storage in the attic, you're thinking, what am I going to do with all of that, you know, the winter clothes and the Christmas stuff and all of that, what I suggest you do is cut back on that storage space to an area just around where the opening is, and then double the insulation all around it. If you have a floor, no problem. Lay unfaced fiberglass bats on top of that plywood floor, that wood floor. At least those areas will have more insulation. And you will see a very quick result for a very small investment in time and expense.
I see the former HGTV program hosted by Chip and Joanna Gaines is going to be revived. Didn't you appear on this thing, Fixer Upper, once? Or are you just
not on this old house? We've been on. I've been on This Old House and others. Not that show. So congratulations to them. I mean, they do a good job with the decor. So we'll look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I think it's just another way. I'm fascinated at how many people actually focus on these shows.
Yeah.
We're kind of devoted.
The thing about TV is that, you know, this 30-minute episode takes about 3 days to film.
They do. Yeah, right. Tom Kreitler, check out the Money Pit, Money Pit Radio Program, MoneyPit.com. Get the newsletter. It's 59 past the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.